proclamation number 8034 dated the November 6, 1961. The significance of realization. I will talk to you time and again, my children, for I know that you require my word which shall give you the strength for your path of earthly life. You should always know that I am present with you if just one thought from you is touching me, if you wish to be in contact with me. And when I'm present with you, my strength also has to flow into you. Your soul needs this strength in order to mature fully, and this is why you will always achieve progress if you let me speak to you. The light permeating you has to become increasingly brighter, and that also means ever more profound realization. It means progressive knowledge. It means clarity of thought and a correctly directed will. My speaking to you will guarantee this, for the strength flowing from me to you has to take effect and thus bear witness of itself in the form of increased wisdom. And all you humans should desire light. You should all try to escape from the spiritual darkness and request more spiritual information. For in what ignorant state did you enter life on earth? And although your intellect begins to become active, can you penetrate spiritual spheres with it? Dense darkness remains in you, and all spiritual concepts remain unresolved and indistinct as long as you don't feel the desire to receive an explanation. And until you do, the purpose of your earthly life will also remain unknown to you and you'll be dead in spirit, despite the fact that you live physically. And can you be satisfied if you have no knowledge at all about the reason and purpose of your earthly life? Are you content with your lightless existence on this earth with only earthly goals to strive for? This state of darkness is not a happy state, and you should recognize it as unsatisfactory yourselves and try to receive an inner light, for only then will the unsatisfactory state change, and you will experience inner happiness when you receive the knowledge which explains to you the purpose of your earthly life. You should request such enlightenment and therefore also pay attention to my words which are given to you by my messengers, if you are not yet able to hear me directly. You should endeavor to enlarge your spiritual knowledge, for this knowledge is the light which was lacking in you at the beginning of your embodiment but which can be kindled and then shine brightly within your hearts. For the light is emanated by my spirit, the tiny spark of love which, as part of me, rests within you and has to be ignited by yourselves through love. Thus love irrefutably has to result in wisdom. The result of a life of love irrefutably has to make profound knowledge accessible to you, for the fire of love emanates the light of wisdom. Your spiritual state will have to become bright, the spiritual darkness will have to disappear, you will have to become able to recognize all correlations, you will have to learn to understand myself and my reign and activity. And you will have to be able to offer explanations yourself, because then I can be active in you myself and thus you will only think, act and speak in accordance with my will. The degree of realization is decisive for the degree of maturity of soul, for I do not speak of dead knowledge which is academically passed on to you, but I speak of living knowledge which is the only meaning of realization. I speak about the wisdom of God, which can only be gained through love, which can only come to earth through the working of the Spirit and is received by a heart which allows rays of bright light to enter it because it is full of love. It is only given by love and only love will receive it, whereas the same knowledge remains dead knowledge for the person who still lacks love. And you all should endeavor for the light of realization to illuminate you, for only then will you approach the state of the brightest light again, which made you happy in the beginning and which you all have to reach in order to be happy again. Amen.